Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Podcast, brought to you by AFI Advisors. This is Josh Shores alongside Peter Raber. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't get a fancy title today. I'm out.
I'll take fancy title. I do a thing when we break it down for my baseball games. I ask a player to give me something, mm-hmm. you know, a word to break it down on that, you know, so they'll throw out things like Taco Bell and chicken nuggets.
I was going to say Cheetos.
Cheetos, you know, and my rule is it has to be something that you'd be okay with your principal or your mama or your pastor hearing. You know, it's not because we're screaming as loud as we can. So, but a lot of times they'll look at me and go, I don't know. And I'll go, all right, I don't know on three. Just go with it. Otherwise, we're there forever. So,
well, I know no one can see this, but we've changed locations. We have moved from the conference room, which is our normal huddle up spot for the podcast, over here to the executive suite. The Raber office.
My office. Your office is a little hot.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's been 95 degrees all week, and I don't have air conditioning over there, so it's pretty miserable.
The air conditioning went out on that side of the hall, so, you know, you and Robert both are on that side, and it feels every bit of 80 plus, if not closer to that 90 number on that side of the hall right now.
Yeah, it's pretty miserable, so I'll stay over here as long as I can. We may run this long just so I can get some air conditioning.
Hey, whatever works.
But we were over at ETSU yesterday morning, joining up with Doc Sander, and it's something we have done prior, but I did want to share briefly just a little bit because a lot of people have been asking since we posted, you know, what's going on, what is that, things of that nature. But the easiest way to explain it is Doc is shooting free throws to raise awareness for children with birth defects. Right. And, you know, he shared kind of his mission with us, you know, and educating us that 1 in 33 children are born with some kind of a birth defect. And it just so happens that his grandson, Finnegan,
is in that number.
Fell into that category. So it's really eye-opening because he's shared a lot of things that make sense, but I didn't really think about it until someone, you know, brought it up to me. But, you know, the strain that I think birth defects can have on not just a child but the family as well, going through school and, you know, socializing and just being, sometimes even just being equipped for day-to-day tasks.
And allowing them to lead as normal of a life as possible. And so he's done a lot of work. There's a team over at ETSU within the professors and everything else who are putting together programs. And they've been raising money and awareness for this. And, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me when we talked was he talks about, you know, we have to train kids' classmates just to have some empathy.
Right.
And especially for kids who don't get that at home or have a bad home situation themselves, it's real easy to then see somebody who maybe looks like they're a little bit worse off than you and they're the target instead of you.
Right.
And so just even down to that level, you know, bringing these things and, you know, Doc Sander, I guess, kicked this thing off by shooting free throws for 24 hours straight.
Right.
That was the kickoff event back in November, and he made 3,956. So he's tried to make 33,000 free throws because of the 1 in 33. Mm-hmm. And so we're recording this on a Thursday, and actually there's an event tonight where he's going to make the last 8 to get him to that number.
He's going to do it.
He's going to do it. He's a machine. You and I were talking about it. You know, I'm having a conversation with him, and we're talking about everything from this to the stock market to what's going on campus,
right?
The basketball programs, and he's just sitting there, swish, swish, swish.
It's pretty automatic at this point.
Yeah, it's over in the Brooks Gym over at ETSU, and it's just, and he'll shoot him wherever he's at. So, you know, we've connected, obviously, on Facebook and a few things, and I'll watch him wherever he goes. I think this year he was saying he maybe missed 2 days mm-hmm. because he was in a location where it was either 100-plus degrees, like out in Arizona, or there was snow on the ground, and he couldn't shoot up in Richmond or something like that. So he's really done a tremendous amount of work raising awareness here, and he's such, you know, a leader in our community, so we're really happy to support him.
Well, and also yesterday was Finnegan's birthday.
Right.
Turned 8.
Happy birthday,
Finnegan.
Happy
birthday. From the AFI team. And yeah, like you said, tonight they're going to be hosting an event, kind of the grand finale. Going to be a lot of folks there, a lot of people there who are supporting this cause. And, you know, it's great. It's raising awareness. It's getting the eye of public figures, things of that nature. And they've been able to raise a substantial amount of money in order to kind of, you know, push this cause forward. So
I think he even got Charles Barkley to make a commitment.
Yeah, I think so. I saw that.
And it's a significant one. So, you know, they're obviously, any money they can raise, you know, they're going to put to work. And these are the type of causes that really speak to me, just because I like causes that don't necessarily have everybody's eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
So not that we shouldn't fund things like the cure for cancer or whatever it is, but I feel like those get so much attention.
Right.
You know, that problems like these that maybe we can solve a little bit even easier if we could just get the funding to them. You know, I really like being part of those things. So it's such a good program. And like I said, I wish I could play basketball as well as he can shoot free throws.
Automatic.
But it's awful.
Yeah. So congratulations. Good luck tonight, Doc, if you're listening. And Peter, what's going on in the stock market? That's kind of a big deal these
days.
That's
a big deal these days. You know, the Federal Reserve, today's the day after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 75 basis points. So what that means in, you know, how it will affect people is the hope of the Federal Reserve is that by raising interest rates that we will curb people's spending, and that by not spending as much, inflation will come down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they'll always raise either 25, 50, 75 basis points. There were some calls actually for a full 1 basis point. So when we talk about basis points, it would be the equivalent of if a interest rate on your car went from 4 to 4.75, that's 75 basis points.
Okay.
So by raising their target 75 basis points, that means car manufacturers or car dealers have to basically raise their loans 75. Mortgage companies are going to raise them at least 75. So then it just becomes that much more expensive for people to go out and buy cars, buy homes, deal with the things within the economy that are interest rate sensitive. So if you're putting, you know, credit card debt into that or all the different things, whenever the federal government raises its rates, that's considered kind of the risk-free rate because it's the government. But everybody else kind of raises on top of that, and that will put a slow on the economy. The question is, have they pumped the brakes too hard or not? And
right.
That's the back and forth. That's why the market is kind of all over the place. The market really shot up actually yesterday, and then we're selling off today because nobody can really make a definitive case one way or the other that the Federal Reserve will be able to get what they keep calling in the news a soft landing, that will be able to slow inflation without sending us into a recession. It's such a coin flip at this point. I wish I had a more definitive answer than that, but it's one of those ones that we could dip into a recession, and then the question is it a little recession or is it a 2008 recession? You know,
right.
Those are the questions then that people start talking about.
Right.
The Federal Reserve would tell you that they feel like if they can see inflation coming down, that we can land this as a soft landing, or at, you know, the hope then would be if it's worse than that, it's a very shallow recession. And there is some reasoning behind that. We have very low unemployment right now. There is still a lot of money on people's balance sheets that they can accept a shock of a certain amount. And consumers immediately see, I guess, the ramifications of these interest rates in two of the largest purchases that they'll make in during their lifetimes, homes and cars. So, yeah, that's going to slow down the housing market just a little bit as far as sales, but we're still so undersupplied
right.
that the builders are still going to have to build. The car market, which has been insane, you know, anybody who's been trying to buy a car in the last year and a half knows that the chip shortages out of Europe and the prices of used cars have just been astronomical. So whether or not people are willing to slow their car buying, I'm not quite sure, because I see a lot of people make really bad decisions because they just want that car. But in theory, on the margins, we'll slow down some demand with this move.
Right. Well, to piggyback off of the terrible market,
right,
we received a question from, I believe, one of your friends, Aaron.
Yeah.
Who you know, known for many years, it sounds.
Yeah, Aaron and I met the very first day of college. And so, you know, a lot of times those first people you meet when you're in a new situation become your friends forever. And, yeah, you know, we've known each other, you know, ever since then. And I played baseball, you know, as I've mentioned a number of times in college, and she was a physical trainer. So, you know, there was a lot of times it was like, yeah, I need that 11th ice pack. I think my record was 12 ice packs. And then now, of course, all the studies are coming out saying the ice doesn't do anything. But I used to walk out of the training room with, like, bags of ice strapped to me everywhere.
Biofreeze. Icy Hot. Biofreeze probably wasn't around then, was it?
I don't think it was.
Icy Hot was.
We would basically take these bags of ice and tie them up, and then we would saran wrap them around our body. So I'd have like three or four on my shoulder, a couple on my elbows, ankles, back, and I would just walk out of there with ice strapped to me. Probably should have just gotten an ice bath, but I just can't do that.
Well, like I said, Aaron did send in a question, and it sounds like you've had this conversation recently with someone else. So it's good that these questions are being asked here. So maybe all the other people who have similar situations can kind of figure this out together. But yeah, she was saying that they have a 529 plan for their boys, which I know is pretty common for a lot of people. And they've been using it to pay their tuition since they switched them to a different school setting. So the real question is, she was wondering if it would be better to just cut a check for the tuition or to pull from that 529 plan to pay for next year's tuition.
Right, with the market being down.
With the market being so down, yeah.
You know, they made a change a few years ago that allowed for 529 plans to pay for, I guess, private schools that are not in the college, you know, so your elementary, middle, you know, private type schools, along with postgraduate. So it's gone from just those 4 years of college to having the ability to pay for private schools. So part of the thought process in this question for me would be, you really got to look at the balance. And the real benefit of a 529 plan is it's basically an IRA for education, in that it grows tax-free. For that to work, you need the time for it to grow. And so, in theory, let's say you put $5,000 in when your kid is one, because, or you have a grandparent or somebody gifts you. That then has 18 years to grow tax-free to potentially pay for college. If you're paying for existing expenses with it, it's really hard to have any level of risk within the portfolio. So most 529 plans are designed to get less risky as you get closer to 18. So if you're using them to pay existing tuition, then you can't have a whole lot of risk in there anyway. But there is some thought, especially if they're using this for prior to college education, private schooling, that, yeah, allowing the market to come back might make some sense if you've got the ability to pay for it in other forms. Because the real benefit and use of them is for this long-term growth. Because you're hoping that $5,000 is going to grow to $25,000 and then pay for a good portion of college. And it's going to come out tax-free. But, you know, if you're just using it right now and the market's dropping, you know, you're basically realizing your losses and not giving it the chance to bounce back. And with, you know, me knowing the age of their kids, they've got time. So if we don't use it now, we still have college in the future that we can use it for. So if there are other sources to use for existing expenditures, I probably would go that route.
There you have it.
You know, 529 plans are great. They're the primary way of saving for college. And the concern a lot of people have is, how do I avoid overfunding, underfunding? You know, those are the questions that we often have. And, you know, there's some things that I tell everybody about 529 plans that probably would make sense within this conversation to talk about is, they're great if you're, these are accounts that are owned. So if they're owned by a grandparent or a family member, they don't count for your FAFSA form when you start applying for college. But if a parent owns them or the student owns them, then they get counted in the FAFSA up to the certain percentages. I think right now students, I think it's 20% of their assets are eligible to use, and parents it's like 5 or something like that. But if a grandparent has it, nobody. So like in my situation, my niece, I'm the owner of the account, so it doesn't count against her on FAFSA. The next step of that is, these things can go from one beneficiary to the next. So if you've got 3 kids, 2 kids, whatever it is, you can bounce them around. So whichever kid doesn't use it, you can, you know, that one kid who got a free ride, or that kid who college isn't their thing, you can move them back and forth. And so there's some ways to effectively use 529 plans to avoid some of the problems that are there. Because if you don't use this money for education, this is what people are trying to avoid, you get taxed on it.
Right.
So if that $5,000 grew to $25,000 and you don't use it for education, you just pull that money out, then you get a 10% penalty on the growth. So 10% times $20,000. And so there's a $2,000 fee there. Plus then it becomes taxable income to you of $20,000.
Man.
So you're trying to make sure that you use these things appropriately.
Right.
And one of the interesting things, like I said, that I'm going to do with my brother is whatever my niece doesn't need for college, I can actually write him a check personally for the balance that's left in the account. And then I'll change the beneficiary from my niece to one of my 3 boys. And then we can use it for them. Because it's in her family.
All the shortcuts.
A lot of times you got to be aware of them because they keep changing the rules on us. And 529 plans are great. They're much better than the Coverdale savings plans and some of the older things, which had low contribution limits and things like that. But you got to know how to use them properly so you don't get hit with a tax bill that you're not expecting.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for the question. That's a good one, and it's an important one, too.
Yeah.
And I'd encourage anyone, if you're curious about, you know, the 529 plan or different ways to approach that and benefit from it, absolutely reach out to us. We would love to talk through that with everyone who has that need.
Yeah.
And as we come into the tail end here, I just want to close and give another shout out to Doc. Good luck tonight. And everybody, go to finneganschallenge.org. There's a lot of good information on there. You can read about what's going on and dig a little deeper into that. Also, if you have a question, send it to connect@afiadvisors.com. We would love to get your questions and be able to answer those for everyone's benefit. Follow us on all of our social channels. And until next time, Peter, let's get some air conditioning.
That's the plan of the day. That's all we're focusing on the rest of the day.
That's right. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.